The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Luke chapter 2, verses 33 through 36. And Jesus' father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." Although in the hymnal we use and in the bulletin, this Sunday is called the first Sunday after Christmas, it would be more accurate to call this Sunday the first Sunday after Christmas Day. Because the church's celebration of Christmas doesn't end on Christmas Day, but continues for all the 12 days of Christmas, today being the seventh day of Christmas, on which we continue to celebrate our Savior's coming into this world as Blessed Mary's child, the proper readings from Scripture for this day, the hymns, the appointed prayer, and this sermon continue to proclaim the glad tidings of great joy brought by the angel of the Lord to the lowly shepherds keeping watch over their flocks by night. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." Our own Christmas carols and songs are but the continuation of the song of the angels here on earth, until that day when, with the holy angels, we will join in the songs of heaven. It's, of course, St. Luke, the beloved physician, the companion of St. Paul in his missionary journeys, who has provided us with the wonderful story of our Savior's birth. In telling this story, St. Luke several times tells us that our Lord's mother kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And so from ancient times, Christians have believed that it was in fact our Lord's mother from whom St. Luke learned the story of our Savior's infant years. In the gospel reading appointed from ancient times for this first Sunday after Christmas Day, we hear part of the story of how on the 40th day after his birth, Jesus' mother and his foster father brought him up to Jerusalem as the law required to present him to the Lord in the temple. And there they met two aged believers, Simeon and Anna, who had longed and prayed for the coming of the promised Messiah, and now by the power of the Holy Spirit recognized the Messiah in the tiny infant held in his mother's arms. It is a truly beautiful story, And I suppose my own picture of it will always be one formed by one of the stained glass windows at Martini Church in South Baltimore, where I was baptized, confirmed, and ordained. I think it's my favorite window at Martini. The Virgin Mary appears in red and blue robes. Jesus' foster father, Joseph, appears in the background, as does the aged prophetess Anna. And then there is the aged Simeon with a long white beard, dressed in a rich golden robe, his head covered with a white veil, holding the infant Lord Jesus in his arms with an expression on his face which reflects those wonderful words he then spoke. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. The Lord's salvation, in the form of the 40-day-old infant he gently holds in his aged arms with great joy. St. Luke tells us that Mary and Joseph marveled at what Simeon said about the Christ child. Luke writes, Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And so we see how even in the joyful meeting of Simeon and Anna with the infant Lord Jesus and his parents, the shadow of the cross appears, just as the wood of the manger foreshadowed the wood of the cross, and the swaddling clothes foreshadowed the winding sheet that enfolded Jesus' lifeless body. And as the blood of his circumcision on the eighth day after his birth foreshadowed the blood shed on the cross. Already in his infancy, the prophecy of Simeon that the Lord Jesus is a sign that is opposed was being fulfilled, as we see in King Herod's futile attempt to destroy him by slaughtering all the infant boys in Bethlehem. And already during her son's infancy, the sword of sorrow was piercing the gentle heart of his pure and lowly mother, as the Holy Family has to flee to Egypt to escape the wrath of King Herod. The sorrow that continued as Mary saw her son misunderstood, rejected, persecuted, and finally nailed to the cross. And as the shadow of the cross fell over the entire earthly life of Christ, just so the shadow of the cross falls over the entire life of the church, which is Christ's mystical body. And as the sword of sorrow pierced the heart of his mother, who heard the word of God and kept it pondering all these things in her heart, just so the sword of sorrow in some way pierces the hearts of all believers. As this year of our Lord, 2023, draws to its close and a new year dawns, we are all aware of the shadow of the cross which continues to fall on the church in this world of sin and death. In parts of the world, Christians suffer bloody persecution for their faith. And even though we in the Western world are spared the cross of bloody persecution, we are all too painfully aware not only of the massive indifference which prevails in once Christian lands, but also of the growing opposition to the light and the truth of Christ, even within visible Christendom. And there is little room for the Prince of Peace in parts of this world where the brutal slaughter of innocent children continues unabated to this very day. Now, all of this is a sad and unsettling spectacle. But let's remember and take to heart the angel's message to Joseph following the death of bloodthirsty King Herod. Said the angel to Joseph in a dream, "They are dead which sought the young child's life. For those words will be said of all the Herods, both outside and, alas, inside the visible church. They are dead which sought the young child's life. For that child, son of God and lowly Mary's son, is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity, and promises that all who love and trust in him will forever share his life and joy. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen." Thank you.